Let me start out by saying that there is no doubt in my mind that both Jim Rice and Ron Guidry deserve the Most Valuable Player Award. And the truly only fair thing would have been for them to have been a tie where they would have shared the award. Now, unfortunately, the Baseball Writers of America deemed it fit by a wide majority that Jim Rice received the award singularly. Now, that doesn't bother me. For the reason that Rice won by such a large margin does. It seems he received 20 first-place votes to Guidry's 8 because he's an everyday player. Well, there should be some definition to what an everyday player is. There were more than 100 games last year in which Jim Rice was solely the designated hitter, which in my estimation would make him an everyday hitter and not an everyday player. In 100 games, Jim Rice had the benefit of sitting in the dugout, resting, and keeping himself fresh, going to the plate 4 or 5 times a game and doing what he undoubtedly does best, hit a baseball. He did not have to labor in the outfield like Larry Heisel and Al Oliver. He didn't have to squat behind the plate and be subject to the bumps and bruises like Carlton Fisk and Thurman Munson. And he did not have to throw a baseball over 100 times a game at speeds upwards of 90 miles an hour past the best hitters in baseball like Ron Guidry, who, by the way, only gave up 2 hits to Jim Rice all year. Now, if you consider all of this on a day-by-day performance, they probably have had just as successful a year as Jim Rice has had. Now, the reason that Jim Rice won the MVP award is that the Baseball Writers of America feel that what was fair was Guidry gets the Cy Young, Rice gets the MVP, and everybody's happy. That's fine. But don't try and pull the wool over our eyes with this bull about Rice being an everyday player. You know, guys, no matter what anyone tells you, baseball fans are not stupid.
Steve McPartlin is, in fact, a real-life bartender. He plies his trade at a bar called Court Street, situated on New York's Upper Second Avenue. He says he meets a lot of people there. One of those was disc jockey Jim Kerr.
And one night we were all sitting around and watching the World Series. It was about 2 Octobers ago. And sports has been something that's always been near and dear to my heart, but I never seriously thought of becoming a sportscaster as a career. That was just something that sort of happened. Well, anyway, Jim decided that he had a weatherman by the name of Howard the Cab Driver, who would come up, and because he was outside in the early mornings and driving around in his cab, was obviously a weather expert. He could tell by looking at the sky every morning what was going to happen. So Jim decided that who would know more about sports than a bartender, and he asked me to come on his show. And for the first 9 months, I was on once a week. And then after that, we decided to do it 3 times a week. And it's been really nice. It's been a lot of fun. I've had people call me everything from a few unprintable words. You know, I'll tell you, one thing I did on Ron Guidry and Jimmy Rice. Actually, what it is that baseball writers decided Ronnie Guidry gets a Cy Young so we can give Jim Rice the MVP. Well, that's okay, but say that's how you did it. Don't say we didn't give it to him because he's not an everyday player, because in the one day out of the week he pitches, he probably uses more energy and more talent in that one day than an outfielder and a hitter would do in a whole week. Those were my comments. Immediately after going off the other phone rack, I picked it up, and this fellow said, "Steve." And I said, "Yeah." And he said, "Steve, that was one of the most succinct, intelligent commentaries I've ever heard on baseball politics." And I said, "Thank you very much. I'm glad you enjoyed it." And I hung up the phone, and immediately the light lit again. I pressed the button. I picked it up, and the guy said, "Steve." And I said, he goes, "You are an idiot. That's the dumbest thing I have ever heard." And he hung up on me. So you can't keep everybody happy all the time. But being here, there are times when I've wanted to hide from people because they've so violently disagreed with me. In past years, I've been very critical of like Knickerbockers and the Rangers for being unsuccessful. And people have sort of come headhunting for me at times, you know, looking to tell me off. But that's good. That's good. Keep my hand on their pulse that way. I can tell what I'm doing.